This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are very blessed to have in the studio with us someone who is very talented. Nate Valvo, welcome to Joy.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag very blessed.
I have a complaint to make about Joy.
Yes.
You need to do something about the lighting in the lift.
It's fine.
No, I'm going to bang on about this. It's okay. A fully mirrored lift, head-to-toe mirrors, and that lighting is like...
You can't hide.
Like I'm getting my moles checked level of brightness.
And Tim's just turned the studio lighting down. Okay.
And I've avoided mirrors all day, as a comic should do during the comedy festival, and I just copped a glimpse, and I am not a happy person.
Comedy festival's going off. Everyone's enjoying it. Hugely successful. And you were just saying that you don't like going out anymore after the shows because you're an old trooper.
I'm old now. Is it because
you're famous now that you don't want to go out?
Whatever. It's because I just talk so much.
Yep.
I just never stop talking. And then this is the first festival in my 9 years of doing the comedy festival that I have never lost my voice, and I am so proud of myself.
How
many shows have you got left?
Well, it's only a week left. I've only got this, like, six shows left.
No, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Who cares about fun a weekend? actually, no, please come to my show this weekend.
Now, since last time you were in with us and we realised that I was highly, highly responsible for the success that you've got now.
I always forget about that.
It's a long story. We'll talk about it later.
That. Don't worry about
But
that.
Since then, amazing things have happened. You've had, like, Graham Norton say that he absolutely loved you so much.
Thank you, Graham Norton.
Which is, that's pretty big.
Oh, mate, didn't put me on his show, but that was lovely.
Not yet, darling.
Graham Norton saw my show in Edinburgh Fringe, and I don't know. Still to this day, we don't know why he came. Come see my show this weekend. It's great. I'm so bad at the promo.
Well, no, he came because the show is amazing.
It is that. Yeah. But I didn't know. Thank God. I don't want to know. I don't know. I don't want to know if a reviewer is coming or if there's some sort of like VIP. I don't want to know because then I'd just adapt to show off to that particular person. So if I knew he was there, I would have lost my mind. So I didn't find out till after that he came, and he didn't leave. So that's nice. He watched the whole thing.
And did he Instagram you?
And then he tweeted about the show, which was amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy you brought that up. Thank you.
Go and see
the
show.
You've also just racked up two million views on a little video thing that you did. What was that for?
Porn. I do porn. Company doesn't always pay the bills. So I'm in one of those terrible porn where I pretend I'm straight. You know those ones? You know those websites where they get a raging gay and put him in a cap backwards? That's gonna make us believe? Like, oh, I've never done this before, man. I'm in one of those videos.
With a pizza box?
Yeah, it's always... sometimes I'm holding a footy wrong. Anyway, that video is me teasing fit people. That's gone off. That went off, that one.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Have I thrown you all with the porn?
No, I love it.
It's not real. I did not do that.
I want to ask you, because we've been to see a lot. Last night we went and saw Tom Bellard.
Awesome, great show.
Great.
Sam Taunton.
The last time I saw you was after we last had you in the studio and you were doing the place over in North Fitzroy, Comedy Club. Which was your show.
Oh my God.
I have to say, because we didn't get a chance, but incredibly, your show is amazing because you just have such a way to just win everyone over in the room, and it was a very busy crowd.
I'm very needy.
But you've done that you liked.
A lot of people would have seen you just going, oh, this is overnight success. How long have you been smashing it out for now?
Let me think. I started doing comedy when I was 20. Solo comedy when I was 24. Yeah. So that was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
11 years.
Yeah, amazing. It was an incredible show. And you don't hold back on any of the gay stuff either. Like, that was a fairly...
straight audience.
Absolutely. Suburban crowd. Yeah. And you just had them eating out of the palm of your hand.
You know what you were going to do there with your clenched fist? It's like, excuse me, one of these late night shows on Joy.
Did it take you a while to get used to that?
Well, I think this is why I love, sorry to get all Oprah on you right now.
Yeah, go.
This is why I love stand-up so much, because it is the absolute best way to inform people about something they don't know about.
Yep.
Let them into your relationship, giving them insight. Not everyone has a gay best friend. Not everyone is lucky enough to have a gay son or a daughter. So a lot of my comedy comes from a, let's pretend this audience has never ever heard of about to tell them about.
Good.
And from that comes some great jokes.
Amazing.
It's a really good way to write comedy. Yeah, I love it. I bring it on. I want mum and dad in the audience. Yeah. I want the suburban folk.
They loved it.
Night out with a babysitter at home. I want that in my show.
Yeah, so they go away, think about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bring it on.
One more week, yeah?
Final week, six shows remain.
What for you as a comedian, Melbourne Comedy, because you've done a few now around the world, bits and pieces, why Melbourne Comedy? Why is it so big?
I don't know. I think, please don't quote me if I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere it's the highest selling comedy festival,
wow,
the ticket wise in the world.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
pretty
massive.
Sure it would be. Of course it would be. It's like, it's
are we all just starved of entertainment?
Is no, I think it's because Australian comics are really good. Mm-hmm. That sounds so weird to say, because we're very rarely proud of ourselves in this country. But when you go to Edinburgh, when you go to Montreal, when you go overseas and do these big festivals, you realise the Aussie comics are always really good.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I reckon it's because we're so mean to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you think for a second that you're funny, you're going to cop it from your family, from your friends.
Yeah,
if you get up at the pubs in Melbourne or in this country for open mic nights, if you're bad, you bomb.
Yeah,
and people let
bad.
You know. And I think because of that, we all become quite good because we work hard.
Yeah, 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 totally.
You know,
it's pretty cutthroat.
We were out in the city last night and it's like buzzing.
Mm.
And I go, and Dean's like, I can't believe how many people here. It's Sunday night. I go, it's Comedy Festival.
Comedy Festival.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually incredible. Your show, can I just ask, I'm Happy For You is the name of it, based around what? What are we talking about here?
I'll give you a dirty secret about the Comedy Festival, everyone. Mm. We all have to name our show about 6 months before the show starts because it's so organised.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So most of the time a comic will just give the show a little name, a nice little cute generic name. And very rarely will the title have anything to do with the show. However, I do believe that no one has ever said the sentence, I'm happy for you, and meant it.
Actually, I think you're pretty
like
much
that.
Right.
You might be right.
You might be right.
It's really bitter.
It's on brand for me. Let's not lie here.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, really? Yeah. A mortgage? I'm happy for you.
Oh, great. Are you getting married?
Oh, cool.
So
I'm happy for you.
You.
Yeah. Oh, what? You've lost 30 kilos. Thrilled for you. So happy for you. That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
for sure.
Are you dating? Am I dating?
Yeah.
I've been with Cody for five years.
That's
now.
Right. You were too, because I remember that coming up in the show.
You're married? We got marriage equality.
I know. Yeah, we're still in the big maybe pile for us.
Maybe
we don't know.
Pile. Now this world famous sort of banter is happening for you with Graham Norton, you know, sending you messages. Is that relationship going to last?
Well, he put up with me when.
That's
a very good question. And let's face it, 5 years in gay is 25 in straight.
Yeah, well, that's exactly.
That's a very old joke, but a very good one. Thank you. You know what? I reckon this is not even just about comics dating. It's about anyone listening. I think you should date someone that has nothing to do with your job, and you should have your jobs should be nowhere near each other in terms of what you do during the day, because then it's really cool because you kind of in a weird way you can't be too interested in what they've done.
No, because you don't understand that, it if they're talking
that,
about it.
And I mean as in a really lovely way that you are something else that they don't really have during the day. So Cody works in medical research. So
wow, that's so removed, isn't it?
We are so completely different.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't stand his work friends. I mean, none of them will listen to this show, but you know, they're all very nerdy, well-to-do doctor types. None of them find me funny, which is absurd.
Absurd.
Absolutely absurd. You know, so it's not always easy, but I reckon that's the key to why we're pretty good, is that we just have these completely separate
different
jobs.
Yeah.
You know, we're nowhere near each other during the day.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you too, because I've always tried to work out with comedians who they sort of, like, who do you love as a comic? And because I don't find that you have a style. Your style is very much your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to work out who you most sort of...
Trying to be like?
Not even be like, but, you know, I mean, there are crossovers, aren't there?
Of course.
Definitely crossovers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first comic I was truly obsessed with when I was a teenager was Judith Lucy.
Oh, I love her.
So I think she ignited my love of stand-up.
Yeah.
I love Ann Edmonds. I love Dave Hughes, Tom Gleason. There's a bunch of comics I will watch all the time.
Yeah.
The worst part is a comic, and we all do it. Sometimes you accidentally do them. So I will go and see Hughesy And then accidentally, just because I've seen him, the next night I'm on my stage and I'll be like, oh, I'm sick of it. And, you know, something will come out of my mouth and go, who the hell was that? Like, he's come out of me. So you've got to be a little bit careful about watching too much stand-up because it will stop you from finding your little
voice thing.
But, but Aussie comics are my favourite.
Well, listen, we love having you in here. Please come back. And what are you going to say?
I've got a question.
Okay.
If you had to eat yourself.
Oh, sorry?
Which part would you start with?
Well, if I could reach. Is this where we're going with this?
Yeah, sort of. No, it was
That's gross.
This has been a drinking question for a long time.
What would I eat?
Which part would you eat first?
Do I have to be able to reach it with my mouth?
No. Yeah. No.
So I could chop something
off. Yeah, you could chop it off.
Well, you'd have to go thigh, because, like, chicken thighs are delish.
That's what I've said, too.
Isn't that the nicest part?
Sorry,
vegans, if you're listening.
Well, Nikki actually told us she'd go the bonnet. Oh. There you go. They've talked about it.
And she also... We've done it.
She said no, because it's meaty, it's fine.
And we've also asked... She asked us to ask you, how's your pooch?
Darby. What's his favourite toy?
Her, thank you. I'm sorry. We're going over time, but I'm going to bang on about my dog. I've become someone I hate. I got a dog. We're going to say we now, or, you know, partnership. We got a dog, and I did not believe this would happen to me. I gave her an Instagram account and I've become someone I hate.
Yeah,
I've become someone that I tease in my stand-up.
Yeah, the dog people.
I can't tease anyone anymore. I have an Instagram for my dog.
What kind of a dog is it?
She's a Portuguese water dog because it is the law. It is the law in this country that if you are a homosexual, your dog has to have at least 3 words in its breed.
Oh, well, ask Dean, tell him your name.
What is his name? Oh, name? Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, Darby's a Portuguese. The Obamas had one, so I just copied Obama.
Fair enough.
Because the amount of Instagram likes he used to get for his dog, I was like, oh, I want some of that. So
yeah, fair enough.
Purely got a dog for the Instagram.
Maybe Graham Norton was actually trying to, you know, not Instagram the dog, not Nate.
Wanted to be with Darby. Yeah, her name's Darby. Some people hate that name. I love it.
I love it. It's gorgeous.
Nate, thank you so much for coming in. I hope the rest of the comedy festival goes.
I don't talk about my dog once in my show. So I'm sorry if that bored your listeners in the last 30 seconds. There is no mention of my dog, just funny stuff.
As we said before, you're in the town hall, the supper room. It's a good little room that we were in there the other night.
Thank you. It's quite big.
It's quite big, actually.
How dare you call my room little?
Exactly. Hopefully 300
I am
people.
Highly offended.
You are should amazing. Be. Thank you so much
Thank
once
you for
again.
Having
and good
joy.
Luck for the rest of it.
Love
you're
you
on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.